This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics, and risks of standardized options. Available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting optionseducation.org. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors. This week as the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is OIC's Advanced Options for Experienced Investors podcast, Managing the Product, Strategic Alternatives to an Action, Part 1.
Now we're going to talk about managing the product and some strategic alternatives to an action, all right? Has anybody ever lost money trading a stock? It happens every once in a while, doesn't it? Be honest, have you ever just sat in front of the computer screen and just kind of stared and kind of hoped? I have. I used to work with a veteran trader. When I traded on the trading floor, I used to stand next to this guy who started trading in 1974, a year after options were listed. And one thing that he would say all the time is where there's hope, there's losses. All right? You know, just sitting there and staring and hoping is not a strategic alternative. Has anybody ever seen the movie Wall Street? Remember when Charlie Sheen first meets Gordon Gekko? And Gordon Gekko is wearing like this like heart monitor, you know, because he doesn't want to get too emotional. He wants to make logical decisions, all right? Putting emotion into your trading decisions is usually not a good thing. You should have a strategic alternative. And you have a lot with options. There are many more things you can do than simply just closing out a position. We're going to talk about some of those right now. All right. If you own a stock, or if you own a call, or whatever, if you have any position on and it goes against you, sometimes the best thing you can do is simply close out the trade, right? Cut your losses early and let your profits run. Now, we're going to go over a lot of different ideas, you know, some things we can do, and none of these are necessarily right or wrong, but there are some good ideas here, and depending on what your forecasts are, you know, you may choose to do some of these over another. We're going to talk a lot about this. Anybody ever heard of the collar? A collar is it's a pretty popular option strategy, especially for people with concentrated stock positions. You know, maybe you worked for a company for a number of years, and, you know, you own a lot of that stock. You know, you're retired, you still have the stock on, you don't really want to sell it because you got it at a low cost basis, but you want to protect your investment. Here's one way that you can protect your investment for pretty low cost and sometimes even no cost. You can use a collar. What a collar is when you buy a put to protect a stock position, and against that, you sell a call to finance the price of the put. So here, let's say you purchased 100 shares of MNO stock at 50. This stock's now trading $65 a share. So what we're going to do is we're going to put on a collar. We're going to buy 180-day, 60 put at $2.60. And to finance that put, we're going to sell one 180-day, 70-strike call at $2.60. What's our cash outlay? Zero. All right. So NMO was at 50. Now it's at 65. We're up 15 bucks on that, right? That's good. Now, when we buy the put, we're locking in a floor on our investment. We're setting a maximum amount of risk that we can lose on this stock at this stage in the game. What's our maximum risk here? It's $5. If the stock drops from 65 to 60, what can we do? We can exercise our put. We can exercise our right to sell the stock at 60. If this stock drops down to 30, we own the right to sell the stock at 60. Now, the trade-off here, there's a trade-off with every option strategy. The trade-off here is that we also cap our upside. What's our maximum profit potential? That's right. The most we can make at this stage of the game is $5 a share, right? So there's a little bit of a trade-off. Now, the advantages to this is that selling the calls helps finance your put, helps finance the insurance policy that you bought on this stock. You've limited your downside risk to, in this case, just $5. And what did it cost you? Nothing. Now, it doesn't always cost you nothing, you know. Sometimes you might have to pay a little bit for it. There are even times, sometimes, though, where you can collect a little bit for it. Now, the trade-offs here is that, okay, you bought the stock, and now you're also putting on a put position and you're putting on a call position. So you have a few different transaction costs here, right? If you end up getting assigned on your call or exercising your put, well, now you're going to pay another transaction cost. But if you really want to protect your investment, your transaction costs are probably going to be pretty negligible in this type of situation, aren't they? Another thing that can happen is early assignment. Now, you've sold the call against the put, right? Now, if the stock rallies up through your call price and it's before expiration, you might not get assigned, especially if there's some time value left. If you just keep that position on until expiration, well, you know what? That stock might dip back down below the strike price, and you might not have to sell it. But if the stock really takes off and there's only intrinsic value left, no time premium, well, you know what? You might get assigned early. You might have to sell the stock before the actual expiration date. Now, I mentioned before, you might not always be able to do this for no cost. You kind of have to look around and look at the trade-offs presented to you. All right, this is a graph of what this looks like, and it's basically you have a long stock position between the two strike prices. Above the 70 strike, you end up selling the stock. Below the 60 strike, you end up selling the stock. All right, this is a great strategy. Let's say, for example, last year you purchased 100 shares of XYZ stock at $60 a share. Today, the stock is trading at $50 a share. All right, you lost 10 bucks on this, right? Now, if you think that the stock is going to rise about halfway, you're going to have what we call a partial retracement in the next 60 days, and you know we just want to break even, well, what can we do? There is an option strategy that addresses just this situation. It's called the stock repair strategy. Okay, and the idea is you own 100 shares of stock, but you're looking for a partial retracement, and that's what's important here. What's your forecast? You know what your forecast was when you put on the stock, right? It was wrong. All right. But now, after the picture's changed, you regroup and you think, okay, I know what I thought, I know what happened, now what do I think? If you think that you can get a partial retracement, the stock can maybe go back about halfway to 55, this is what you can do. You can buy one 50 strike call at $3 and sell two 55 strike calls at $1.50 each. What's our net cash outlay here? That's right, zero. We're paying $3 and we're collecting $3. So what does the 50 call give us the right to do? Right, you buy the stock at 50. The obligation of the short 55 calls that we sold is we might have to sell the stock at 55. We can break this position down into two different positions. It's kind of like a covered call plus a call spread. Look at 100 shares of stock with one of the 55 calls sold against it. There's a covered call, right? Then what are we left with? We're left with a long 50 call and a short 55 call. There's a call spread. The idea is that we're able to double up between the two strike prices. The idea is that, you know, the stock price has to rise back up to 60 for us to break even on the stock itself, right? But if the stock is trading above our break-even price on the 50 strike call, we paid $3 for the 50 call, well, we can get long the stock, right? We can get long the stock at an effective price of $53 a share by exercising our 50 strike call. Now, the 55 calls, that's how we finance the long call that we bought. If the stock is trading anywhere below our short call strike, we get to keep that $3 a share. So the idea here is if the stock makes it up to $55, we end up breaking even on the spread. And what did it cost us? Nothing, right?
Good news for investors. 17-week high.
You've just finished watching part one of OIC's Advanced Options for Experienced Investors podcast, Managing the Product, Strategic Alternatives to an Action. Part two of OIC's Managing the Product, Strategic Alternatives to an Action, is available for free download at www.optionseducation.org. And please remember, if you have an options-related question, call us at 1-888-OPTIONS.